Walker wanted to end Wisconsin's IRIS program, a move that bothered people with disabilities who like the way IRIS lets them hire their own in-home caregivers. The governor's budget would have replaced IRIS with a statewide system run by for-profit insurers. Republican Joint Finance Committee co-chair John Nygren of Marinette said that went too far.
The bottom line is we're going to be saying no with IRIS and family care, but we're going to be giving specific instructions on how we can look at the sustainability of these programs moving forward.
Nygren said Republicans would direct Walker's Department of Health Services to draw up a more limited plan that controls costs but preserves much of what people like about IRIS.
News of the committee's decision came during a news conference in Neenah. Out of Gamey County Executive Tom Nelson says family care and IRIS help 1,700 people in his county. The county contracts with independent businesses that he said would have closed their doors if the governor's proposal was approved. He says today's action is, on one hand, good news.
But on the other hand, what their long-term intention is going to be, how wide open that door is going to be to more possible changes, proposed changes, and more instability.
The Joint Finance Committee proposed letting the Department of Health Services negotiate with the federal government on future changes to the programs. Patty Murray,
Sean Johnson,
Wisconsin
Public
Radio.